This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. I have one of my prophetic sons on today, Art Evans, who is a pastor of a great church in California. And we're going to be talking today about a very important subject, and that is prayer, and also how to live in the Spirit. And I believe that you're going to receive a lot of insight. Art Evans is one of the most prolific speakers and ministers on prayer that I have ever known. He and I have done an album together on prayer. But before we get started, I want to pray for our friends there in Florida that is in the eye of Hurricane Matthew. I want to pray for the churches there that we're in relationship with. Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida. Grace Chapel there in Wellington, Florida. And New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida. As well as some other friends. Bruce Klepp down in Miami. And some other friends along the way there that are pastoring churches. One of our spiritual sons, Bill Shannon, in the eye of he and his wife in the eye of the hurricane. So it's the hurricane is strengthening, and Matthew is barreling toward Florida today. And Governor Rick Scott has issued a storm warning to 1.5 million residents and tourists along the coast to get out now. The storm will kill you. He said any who defied warnings face life-threatening winds as strong as 150 miles per hour. Storm surges up to 9 feet. Widespread power outages. Evacuate. Grim Scott said at a briefing flanked by emergency staff. He said he had added 1,000 National Guard troops to the 2,500 troops already deployed. So, Father, we pray. Art, I believe that your mom is in Florida today.
That is true, as well as my sister and her family, Brother Dale. Thank you for praying.
Yeah, and have you heard from them to see how they're doing?
Yes, I spoke with them yesterday, and presently all is well. They've battened down the hatches and praying as well, and just trusting God for safety and peace through the whole situation there. So I believe our God is able to keep.
Yeah.
Able to protect.
That's right. Father, we just pray your head of protection over Art Evans' mom and sister and her family and our many friends there in South Florida.
Yes, Lord.
We just pray the hedge of protection over our friends there, the congregations there, and we just ask, Holy Spirit, that you watch over them and protect them during these risky hours. Assign guardian angels to encamp around about them, we pray. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, we pray that you would anoint this broadcast today here on this Thursday watch, here on BPN Radio, as we pray for revivals in America and of the spiritual awakening. And it's good to have one of my spiritual sons, Art Evans, on the broadcast today. Art and Wendy Evans are senior pastors and have been in ministry for 30 years. Having experienced the call of God on their lives at a very young age. Married in 1984, they began to pursue God together with the confidence he had a special plan for their future. Beginning in 1985, with a desire to prepare for their ministry calling, Art and Wendy attended a liberal arts college later Bible school, and furthering their ministry training, they worked as youth pastors, worship leader in drama, and teaching for 7 years. In the latter part of this training, Art served as an assistant pastor. During this time, they experienced God's grace and power as Wendy was healed of a tumor. This and many other expressions of the love and power of Jesus Christ solidified in their hearts that God's word is true, would be the foundation of their lives, family, ministry, and future. In 1994, God called the Evans family to San Diego, where Art was born and raised to become the pastors of this great family of San Diego Christian Worship Center. They loved serving the body of Christ there, knowing that God's love, powerful faithfulness make all the difference in a life, a family, a city, and the nations of the world. They have three grown children. And Art, welcome to BPN Radio today.
Thank you, Brother Dale. What a joy. Honor for me to be with you. I'm thankful.
Here we are live on BPN Radio, the 9 o'clock hour. Wow. For me, but for you, it's the 7 o'clock hour, so you had to get up a little earlier today.
Well, and that's all right. What a joy for the opportunity to be with you. I'm excited for what God is doing through and in BPN Radio.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. He is he's blessing, and we are doing our best to be faithful in what he has called us to do, what he's chosen us to do, and as well as sharing the microphone with others. I'm thankful for my relationship with you that goes way back into the 80s. When I first saw you, saw a tremendous anointing upon you to be a prayer leader. And then, of course, when you moved to California, you and Wendy and your kids, you invited Gene and I to start ministering there. And over the years, we've had a major opportunity to come and be with you and minister to your congregation and do the prayer conferences, the Priority One prayer conferences. It's been amazing. And then, of course, yeah, to be able to do a series on prayer that we have on CDs, a series on prayer with you. I think you did 6 hours and I did 6 hours, but it was great. You have tremendous insight on prayer. And we know that, and I know that prayer is the key. And I love to read your articles, your blogs, because everything you say and do includes prayer. And I believe that is the key. And as our nation faces some decision days, we must give more time to prayer than ever before.
Yes.
How did you get started in a life of prayer?
Well, Brother Dale, if I may take just a moment and reciprocate the honor that you're sharing about Wendy and me and your and Sister Jean's love for us. It is a gift in our lives as well, how God has enriched us through not only knowing you both and your family, but being a part of your ministry and learning through your teachings and, you know, the tremendous opportunity of relationship that we have had with you all in regard to our ministry and calling and even what we do sense as an anointing to pray, to lead prayer, and to cultivate prayer in our nation. I believe with all of my heart that is a very real part of why God brought us together. And I'm thankful for that beyond what I can say, and have always been enriched by our relationship and our time spent together. And I remember when I was a youth pastor, assistant pastor, as you read earlier on about Wendy and my journey, that you and Sister Jean came to the church where we were, and you remarked to the pastor at that time that you had seen an anointing upon my life to lead prayer. And before that time, I had a tremendous desire to pray, Brother Dale, but I really did not know enough about prayer from a biblical standpoint. I knew what I had seen in my parents, and certainly raised in church where I had listened to a lot of people pray. But it always seemed to me that there were elements missing, things that I didn't understand. And because of that, prayer was far more a labor, or even if you want to call it a challenge or a burden, more than a joy, more than a partnership with God. And so when I began to lead more prayer during that season, when we had come into relationship, and began to study more about prayer and the things that I believe make for a living, thriving, fruitful prayer life began to grow in my heart, then prayer became far more a part of my life than something that I did only when I was at church or when I was given a prayer assignment, you know, that kind of thing. And mm-hmm. and I really believe, Brother Dale, that's where a lot of people in the kingdom of God experience a good portion of their journey, is prayer is something that we all know is so essential and vital to the will of God being done, but because many have either not been taught those things or haven't experienced it with others like I experienced with you, and then grew into other relationships where prayer has become this wonderful, wonderful experience with God, and answered prayer is wonderful as well, of course, as we know. But many people don't have that, and as a result, I think that our overall prayer lives are often stunted. But I think that God puts people in our lives who pray, if that's what we're hungry for and are willing to cooperate. And that's really where Wendy and I began growing in our prayer journey.
Well, I know that we pray for two major reasons. We pray to know God, pray to know what He wants us to do. And it is a journey. It's not like I go to the chiropractor from time to time, and I have a son, and he goes just herky-jerky. And I said to him, no, you need to develop a rhythm there. If chiropractic care is going to help you, you can't just go when you have an ache or pain. You've got to develop a rhythm. And so, no, I know that we develop a rhythm in prayer that is so very, very vitally important. And as we do that, then we begin to live in the Spirit. And I know that doesn't mean that we feel that strong anointing 24 hours a day, but it does make us Jesus conscious and living with that in mind. I don't know if you want to expound on that, how to live in the Spirit. I know you've got several parts there, but you know, I want you to talk about that. And then, of course, the greatest prayer sermon that I ever heard you speak on was Psalms 51. And, you know, we might just talk about that. I mean, ever since you spoke on Psalms 51 at one of the conferences that we were at together, it's just been such a vital part of my prayer life. When I get on my knees in the morning and night, I begin to quote this: "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness." And and I just say, create in me a clean heart, O God, and let there be a right spirit within me. And so one of the best sermons I've ever heard on prayer was you talked about that day, creating a clean heart. And if we're not veering too far off subject, how do we create a clean heart?
Well, that is I do agree, Brother Dale, a vital, essential part of our prayer life. And I appreciate the words of your encouragement, and as a spiritual father to me, to say that, you know, things that I've shared with you have blessed you, that means a lot to me, and I'm grateful. My heart, when those questions are prompted in me, is stirred so strongly, because, you know, Brother Dale, that as we see and experience and hear all over the world and throughout the kingdom, that so many Christians oftentimes are discouraged or just put into a heart posture where you know, kind of like, well, what does it matter? The world is in this condition, or it's going that direction. What can I do? But we can never underestimate the power of a man or a woman whose heart is right with God, who prays. God hears and he moves and he responds. And I remember a statement that Dr. Lillian B. Yeoman, and I think that this was even in that message that you're referring to. She was a medical doctor. She was a very passionate evangelist and teacher of God's word. And she made this statement some years ago that it seems as though God can do nothing, or actually, that is John Wesley. It seems like God can do nothing until someone asks him in faith first. Mm-hmm. What Dr. Lillian B. Yeoman said is that God has tied himself irrevocably to the cooperation of man in the execution of divine purposes. So that was what I was trying to get to there. It seems as though God has tied himself irrevocably to our cooperation, that we must pray in the earth as those whom God has given authority here and responsibility for. You know, if it were not necessary for us to pray for the will of God to be done in our lives, or the will of God to be done in the earth, Jesus would have never given us that element of instruction in prayer. And so we must pray, even if it's individual praying, or if it's corporate praying, or if it's like through BPN radio where people throughout the nations are being stirred and prompted to pray, even though I may be praying in California, you may be praying in Texas, someone else is praying in Africa. You know, when our hearts are unified together under the cause of Christ and praying in faith, there is tremendous power released. Yeah. The challenge for many, and I think this is to your question, Brother Dale, that the challenge for many, it's not so much of everything that's wrong with the world and the direction that the world is going in, as much as many can't see the power of prayer and the privilege of prayer and all of that because of oftentimes the condition of our own hearts. We get busy, we get distracted, sometimes we get overwhelmed. We just kind of get caught up in the current of this world where we must be full of the Spirit of God and the mind of Christ. And in that way, he is able to quicken us and prompt us and stir us to pray with faith and great expectation rather than, well, I guess I'll try to pray again, or we'll see or it doesn't even matter. Or pretty soon those promptings all but go to the background of our lives because mm-hmm. our hearts are just simply not ready to receive them and certainly not ready to respond to them. But I remember a prayer of Ezekiel when he said that God is going to give us, his people, a new heart. He's going to take out that old heart of stone. He's going to give us a new heart of flesh. Well, Amplified Translation says that God is going to give each one of us a heart that is receptive and responsive to the leading of his Spirit. And so to create within us a clean heart and renew a right or a steadfast spirit within us, I believe is the cry of every person who desires to be in close fellowship and cooperation together with God. Our hearts are so easily distracted, or if let's put it this way, we oftentimes live from the soul, our psyche, our emotions, our own will, or our own agenda, rather than living in the Spirit, the way mm-hmm. that God has directed his children to live. And so if you find yourself in that place where you're feeling a bit calloused, or you're feeling distant from God, or you don't sense his promptings very often, I would encourage folks to go to that Psalm in 51 and pray that prayer. Oh God, create within me a clean heart.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive me of any sins, or sins meaning words that I've said or thoughts that I've entertained or actions or attitudes, anything, Lord, that has caused me to grieve your spirit or cause our fellowship to be broken. I'm asking you, Lord, to renew that steadfast, strong spirit within me.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I believe in that passage is where the psalmist also prays, Lord, restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your spirit. You know, for believers to live strong, passionate, focused, intentional, deliberate, and fruitful, there must be joy in the journey.
Yeah.
And if we get so bogged down and allow the things that are going on in our world or even in our lives, and for some, even as close as within your own family, if you let the things that are happening in other people's lives, what's happening in the world, or things that are going on around you to determine whether you're going to walk in joy and peace and the spirit of faith, then we have to understand how to turn that back and realize that only God should be given that place in our hearts to govern that of our lives. Because if the enemy can succeed in causing you to be grieved inordinately, you know what I mean by that,
yeah.
Brother Dale,
yeah.
Where you know, he just so emphasizes all of the negative and all mm-hmm. of the destruction and all of the fears and cares. We are told to cast all of our cares upon the Lord. We are told to draw fresh waters from the wells of salvation with the joy of the Lord. The joy
yeah.
of the Lord is our strength. And
yeah.
here's something that I think is very, very important as well, Brother Dale, when it comes to effective praying and even the desire to pray, the expectation that when you pray, God is moving and doing what he's promised. That is walking in the joy of your salvation. Someone would say perhaps, but you don't understand the situations of my life. You don't know what's going on in my family. You don't know what's going on in my city and all of the things that I'm dealing with. And I know that pastors, they deal with this as well. We don't have a free lane of joy because we're pastors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make this deliberate choice of faith as well. But when we understand what joy means to God, I think that joy in our hearts is one way that we express to God that no matter what I see and what's going on, God, I trust you. And I know that you are faithful and are going to do what you've promised. The joy of the Lord is one of our covenant promises. The kingdom of God in Romans 14:17 is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. To choose joy over sadness, grief, fear, depression, oppression, melancholy, apathy, mediocrity, fruitlessness, and the list goes on.
Mm-hmm.
To choose joy is the most responsible thing I believe believers can do when it comes to a heart posture that is to walk in the Spirit and to be prompted in responding to the leading of God's call to pray. Joy
yeah.
of the Lord is essential.
Yeah, very good. And I know as I read your blogs that you send out, which are very, very good, we'll tell people how they can receive those. But, you know, there's so much that goes into our journey of prayer. It's more than just saying some words or more than just repeating the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. There's a lot happening there, and we just go back to Psalms 51. David, he was quite concerned about his relationship with the Lord. He said, "Take not your Holy Spirit from me." He said, "I don't want to lose my relationship with Him." And so, prayer is building relationships with God to know Him. And to know the power of his resurrection and to know what he wants you to do. And I think that is that consistency of being in his presence. I know there are many mornings that before my alarm clock ever goes off, I will feel this tap or presence saying, would you come and pray? And would you spend time with me? And when it first started happening some time ago, I was overwhelmed that the God of the universe, the Holy Spirit, would want me to come and pray with him. And but I know that God is a very relational God. The Holy Spirit, he loves relationships. And I believe that's why art that so many men in the ministry do not have a connection in the realm of the Spirit is because there is no relationship, because these men have never prayed. And, you know, I have pastors that tell me, and I'm not trying to be negative or critical about it, but they'll be inviting men that they don't even know. They just heard from some other pastor that they did a good job at their church, but they don't know that man. They've never prayed with that man. There's never a bonding in the Spirit. And I've discovered over the years, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me when Gene and I started traveling in 1985, and he said to me, I don't want you to go now from church to church to church. I want you to go where there is a connection. And the way that we get connected is we get connected in the Spirit. When you and I pray together, there is a strong connection. And I know that there is a bonding of the Spirit. And David did not want to lose that bonding that he had with the Holy Spirit. He said, I don't want to lose this, because it was very precious to him. And I know that the way I got started traveling in the ministry was when I started praying with Larry Lee in 1976, when he came to my church and we started praying together. And for 9 years we prayed together before I ever went and began to work with him and help him call America to pray. But by that time, I knew him in the Spirit. By that time, there was a great bonding in the Spirit. And I believe one of the missing elements we have today is there's a lot of people who are friends, but they're not there. There's no spiritual bonding. They may have coffee together. They may have a breakfast together, but they don't pray together. And as a result, there is not that spiritual bonding that causes a release to happen in the realm of the Spirit that can take both of them and other people to a new level. So just want to inject that. I believe it's a part of what you wrote about, and that is how to live in the Spirit.
Brother Dale, what you have just said over the last couple of minutes, I just concur strongly. Could not have said it better myself. I see it. I've experienced it. I see the fruits of it, as I know you and your listeners do as well. The kingdom of God, of what the Bible calls the church, the kingdom of Jesus, it's also referred to very intentionally as the body of Christ. And, you know, there's no better analogy that the Holy Spirit has given us in his definition of what it means to be a part of the family of God and the church than the body. You know, when parts are fitly joined together, that process of being fitly joined is very supernatural, and it's very divinely designed, where the parts of the members of the body in those divine relationships, you know, are put together in a way that they know one another. They work with one another, and it's very different than, you know, blocks being put together. I understand that we are a building and we are living stones being shaped in that fashion, but you can't pick or choose which kind of analogy you want to go with. You just have to understand there's benefits to both. Yeah. But one I agree that has been somewhat neglected over the journey and the years for many is that relational connection that is in the bond of the Spirit that is essential for not only for the kingdom to be healthy, but for individuals to be healthy as well. And I do agree that it begins with even our understanding of our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We are a creation that without the help of God's Spirit, our default is isolation. Our default is
let me be by myself.
Yeah.
Do it my way.
Yeah.
Do it alone. And that's our default.
Uh-huh.
Relationships, like you've often said, is spelled T-I-M-E. I know that.
Yes.
Real well. and it's also something that requires investment. It requires an intentional effort to be in a healthy relationship with others, and that includes God. I should even say that is the same most of all with God, because God wants to be pursued. He wants to be desired. He will never be put on autopilot when it comes to relationship.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be sought after and desired and pursued. And in that, our hearts are changed, and our priorities are changed, and the way that we think change when we authentically give God his place of priority and mm-hmm. time and effort in our hearts. Boy, does he respond.
Mm-hmm.
And he changes us and enriches us, and soon we begin to learn what it really does mean to live and walk in the Spirit with God, like Abraham walked with God, like Daniel walked with God, then on into the New Testament, the disciples walking with Jesus, and Paul walking with the Holy Spirit. We learn of these men, we see them, and we think, oh, that was just what God intended for them. No, they responded to God's invitation. That same invitation is given to every Christian everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and we are as close to God as we want to be.
Yeah.
I just would encourage our listeners this morning to pursue God as never before in this hour, not only for the benefit of the joy of your own relationship, but in doing so as well, when that fellowship between you and God is cultivated and stronger, you'll begin to sense those promptings to pray greater than ever before. And, you know, sometimes prayer is a sentence or two, a prayer of
mm-hmm.
faith. Sometimes you'll feel that he wants you to come away and spend some extended amounts of time in prayer. But because it's relational, then it's organic as well, according to what's on the heart of God and what's
yeah.
on the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship, rather than some relegated rule that we have to follow because we're Christians and we have to pray and fulfill that task, check it off of our list. No, it's a greater relationship of living in the Spirit, where we are thrilled to be able to work together in relationship with God.
That's the truth. Go ahead.
There's one other thought real quick, Brother Dale, that I just had in my heart about this. You know, one of the ways that Jesus revealed this is where he was teaching about the branches that are connected to the vine. You know, the life flow that is in the branches and the fruit that is born on the branches, there is only one place that life, the nectar, and ultimately the fruit can come from, and that is if you are bonded and vitally connected to the vine.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. He didn't say, apart from me, it's going to reduce your percentages, you're not going to be able to do as much. He said, no, apart from me, there will be no fruit.
Right.
And so our relationship with him and others that he brings us into supernatural relationship with in the Spirit are vitally important.
Vitally important. And I don't believe that we can overemphasize about people spending time with him to build that relationship, to build
yes.
that divine connection, to understand the heart of God, discern who he is.
Yes.
That's why Paul said, I want to know him And I believe that would that we can know how he operates, how he can, how we can function with him, the rhythm. I mean, there is a rhythm that God establishes in his kingdom in our lives that we can function in. When we get stressed and filled with anxiety, we know we're not operating in that rhythm. And so there's a prayer is just an ongoing journey, but it simply starts with spending time with him, developing that relationship with him, and then, of course, having the opportunity to spend time and praying with other people and building that bonding and that relationship with them also.
Yes.
I want you to come back in just a few moments, if you will, and say a closing prayer, how people can reach you, and maybe we can talk about our prayer series. I want to play a song here and let everybody know that you're listening to BPN Radio on this Thursday Watch, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. And this program will be broadcast throughout the day. Pastor Art Evans, who's the lead pastor at Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California, is with me today, one of my spiritual sons, one of the great preachers and teachers of our time. And Keith Green, he's in heaven, but he recorded a song that I really love. And it goes along with what we've been talking about today. And we'll be back in just a moment with Art Evans.
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Okay, very, very good, very good. That is Keith Green, created me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me. Listening to BPN Radio, it's good to have my spiritual son, Art Evans, on today. And Art, do you have some closing thoughts about prayer and how people can get in touch with you? And then I'd like for you to pray.
Okay, Brother Dale, thank you so much. People can look into our ministry or make contact with us or sign up for the blogs that you mentioned, Brother Dale, at our website for our church here. Our church is called San Diego Christian Worship Center, and our website is real easy to remember. It's simply worshipjc.com. WorshipJC as in Jesus Christ, .com, and there's a lot of information there. And Brother Dale, if I could encourage one further thought with all of our listeners this morning, would be the way that Jesus stirs in our hearts as his people. We're called the salt of the earth, the light of the world, ministers of reconciliation. We're called co-laborers together with God. And most importantly, we're called ambassadors for Christ in the earth, meaning that we are here as his body to represent him well to our generation. And often what we represent to our world is a direct reflection of our relationship with Jesus. So whatever our relationship is with him, we're going to reflect that to our generation. And many, many people are just looking for the hope that is promised in Jesus Christ. And we are the ones who are privileged to give that in both word and in demonstration. You know, when David was praying this prayer in Psalm 51, there's a part of there at the end where he said to the Lord, when, you know, after he had asked, create within me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me, then he goes on and is praying, restore to me the joy of your salvation, uphold me by your spirit. And of course, that's all relationship, Brother Dale. But then he said, and as a result of this, I'm going to teach my generation your ways, and sinners will be converted unto you. As a result, in other words, of our relationship with the Lord and the rhythm of prayer in our lives and the embracing of the responsibility that we have to pray, many, many other lives are going to be impacted by the goodness and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I just wanted to encourage everyone in that one further aspect that in the bigger picture of things, there's a whole lot more going on in the heart of God than just trying to urge us to pray, though he is doing that. But there's reason, even beyond our own benefits, that many, many other lives are being impacted. And, of course, we know the classic scripture of prayer, which is 2 Chronicles 7:14, where God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, he said, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, I will heal their land. And, of course, the ramifications of prayer affect our world in ways that go beyond all that we can even understand in the here and now, but very, very honored and thankful to be a part of what God is doing, even through our relationship and through the privilege of prayer. Well, Father, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and pray.
Thank you for the privilege that you've given us to know you. We cannot even imagine, Lord, apart from the drawing of your spirit and the love that you have demonstrated toward us through your son, Jesus Christ, what our lives would be and what our world would be apart from your grace and love. Thank you. And Father, even further, we thank you this morning for the privilege that you have given us to pray, to know you and to be in relationship with you and to be a part of what you're doing in the earth through this wonderful gift you've given us of your abiding presence and the calling, the invitation to pray. Father, I join my faith with Brother Dale this morning, with the many listeners around the world, that, Lord, as we hear more of your heart and the urgency of the hour in which we live and all of the respective nations that are represented even in this broadcast, and Father, we agree and declare in Jesus' name, let your will be done. Lord, we need you as never before. You are our hope. And we look to your Son, Jesus Christ, to be magnified and glorified, and his righteous cause and kingdom to be increased and advanced and established further in the nations of the earth. Father, would you cause a tremendous joy to flood the hearts of your people everywhere? I declare to every spirit of depression and oppression and the spirit of fear and even suicidal tendencies and self-destruction and self-loathing, in the name of Jesus Christ, your power is broken over the body of Christ. We are the redeemed of the Lord, whom God has taken out of the hand of the adversary. Father, we thank you that your blood, the blood of Jesus, covers our lives. Your spirit floods our hearts and lives within us. Your word is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. And our privilege of your abiding presence, Lord, crowns our every step. It crowns our homes, our families, our businesses, our ministries, our church. Lord, apart from you, we know and acknowledge we can do nothing. But Father, with you, all things are possible. So we lift up our heads, we open our hearts, our hands are ready. Use us, Lord, to bring great increase to your kingdom and our generation. And all of this, Father, we pray to your honor and to the pleasure of your heart. Through Jesus' great name, amen.
And Father, I set myself in agreement with my spiritual son, Art Evans. Lord, as we agree together, I pray that men and women that know you would desire to build that wonderful relationship that you have given each of us the opportunity to participate
thank
in.
You.
And Lord, we know that takes time, and I'm so thankful that in the morning times we can get up and take Matthew chapter 6 and begin to pray the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and receive other helps concerning prayer. But it's building that relationship. Even if you don't speak any certain thing to us, it's that time of spending time with you and with your word. We just know we've been afforded an executive privilege, and we're grateful for it. I pray, Lord, I pray that great men and women of God would spend time praying with each other, developing true relationships through prayer. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I do want to say that Art Evans and I have recorded a Priority One prayer series, which is available on our website. There's no charge. You just go to letsprayamerica.com. Go to letsprayamerica.com, and if you go to resources, you will see Priority One Prayer, Dale Gentry and Art Evans. And I've got several teachings on prayer, and Art has got several teachings on prayer. And about out of all the men that I'm in a relationship with, I thought I need this man to help me, because he's got some incredible insights and helpful lessons and teachings and revelatory things that will help you in your prayer life and grow in your prayer life. Priority One Prayer Series, and you can download that onto your CDs. There's no charge, or you can just listen there on the website, letspreyamerica.com. Art Evans, so delighted to have you on today.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dale. What a joy. What an honor for me. And I agree with listeners all over the world, Brother Dale, that BPN radio bears fruit that remains, pleases the heart of God, honors his great name, and furthers his kingdom in the earth. We agree in Jesus' name that every resource necessary is met in abundance to do what God has put into your heart to do, and that all that is on the mind of Christ for BPN today and on into the years ahead, we agree the will of the Lord be done in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Art Evans, for being on. Christian Worship Center leader, pastor there in San Diego. And just once again, go to art@worshipjc.com, and you can read his blogs and get the information about how you can attend one of the great services there at Christian Worship Center in San Diego, California. Art, I look forward to having you back on. It's good to be with you today.
Thank you again, Brother Dale. Okay. I look forward to the opportunity
well.
Have a great day today.
Thank you. Give our love to Wendy and the kids.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, it's been good to have one of my spiritual sons, Pastor Art Evans, San Diego, California, talking about prayer today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know what I've been. Struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. And in this life, I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know.
In the arms of Christ.